easier. 1 pound of butter. And that's that. Oh, getting so can't make out my own handwriting. Looks like B E. Oh yeah, it's beans. Dimes of the beans. Well.
Mr. Winter.
Oh, excuse me, that's it. Well, you better skin along. I'm busy putting up orders. Don't want you hanging around. You're getting to be a regular village pest.
Yes, yes, but listen. I come in to find out if you've got any dry cake.
Dry cake?
Yes.
Yes, certainly you've got dry cake.
Well, why don't you give him a drink?
No, that'll do. You get out of here. Go on, get it, can you? Coming around pesticating busy people. Why don't you go get a job?
Well, shoot, didn't you hear the news?
What?
I did get a job working for Mr. Barlow.
Well, then what you hanging around here for if you got a job working for Sam Barlow?
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Winterbottom, I just couldn't stand it.
What?
All the work was too hard. It was terrible. Start at 5 o'clock in the morning, work till 12 o'clock at night, at it day after day, week in, week out, slaving away, working my fingers to the bone.
Sakes alive, Hector. How long have you been doing that?
Well, I was supposed to start tomorrow.
I thought there was some thing to it. Hector, I hate to say it, but you're just a plain ordinary loafer, that's what you are. You've done an honest look at work since you come to Corn Center here. You never amount to nothing.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Is that so? Well, you just wait. You just wait till I get my new invention perfected.
New invention? What you invented now?
Well, it's not exactly an invention, but it's a secret process for making sausage.
Sausage?
Yes, sir. You know, all of my family were great sausage makers.
Well, didn't you?
Yes, sir. My great-grandfather was the greatest sausage maker in the world. He only made sausages for royalty.
Only for royalty, huh? You don't say.
Yes, sir. Only for royalty. And sometimes not even for them. Why, one night, the king himself came into my grandfather's store and wanted to buy a sausage, and my grandfather refused to put one out for him.
Well, why did he refuse to put one out for him?
Well, you see, it was a terrible night.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, the snowing and blowing and raining. Oh, gee, well, because it was awful.
You know?
Yes, it was terrible, and my grandfather wouldn't put out a dog on a night like that.
Wouldn't put a dog on it. Oh, what's the matter with you? Now you go on, Hector Smith. Go on, get out of here, tell you.
But wait, listen, Mr. Winterbottom. All joking aside, I want to tell you about the new sausage that I've invented.
Yeah.
This is called a depression sausage.
A depression sausage?
Yes, that's it, a depression sausage. The two ends of this sausage are stuffed with meat, but the middle is stuffed with sawdust.
The middle is stuffed with sawdust? Well, what in tarnation is the idea of that?
Because it's a depression sausage. Putting sawdust in the middle is the only way of making both ends meet.
Well, now, you'd be a sight better off if you quit messing around with fool inventions and get a real job.
Yes, but that's just the trouble. I can't get a real job. Everybody in this town is against me. They say I'm a failure.
Well, no, I wouldn't pay no attention to that, Hector.
Yeah, I can't help it, Mr. Winterbottom. It haunts me night and day. I can't even get any rest when I go to bed. If I drop off to sleep, I have terrible dreams. Last evening, I dreamt I was pitching pennies, and I tossed all night.
Well, that's too bad. Oh, what's the matter with you? Now, listen here. I don't know what it'll be, but I'll get a job for you.
Oh, God. Gee, Mr. Winterbottom, that's swell of you. And if you get me a job, you can dance on my grave.
It takes a little time, maybe, but I'll get you a job somewhere. Now, don't you worry about it.
Oh, gee, you're a real friend, Mr. Winterbottom, a real friend. You're the kind of a fella I'd let dance on my grave.
Well, now, you run along and drop in a day or so, and I'll see you some... Oh, wait a second, here comes Ed, but he might know about something right now.
Howdy, Hector.
Hector promised to go to work if we can get him a job. You happen to know of anything?
No, not right off.
Well, anyhow, Hector, you drop in. Drop in tomorrow.
Yes, all right, Mr. Winterbottom, I'll do that. And thanks. Thanks ever so much. You get me a job and you can dance on my grave.
Well, sir, wait a minute, Jim. How do you mean I can dance on your grave, Hector?
Because I'm going to be buried at sea.
Well, here, just a second there, you darn young jackanapes. Always pulling some sort of stunt.
Yeah, sir. You just waste your time, Jeff, trying to get him a job. He won't work.
Well, I don't know, Ed. The boy ain't really never had a chance. I sort of figured that the... Oh, say, you see Mrs. Pinckney about that bill of hers? And tell her he'd knock off half if she'd set it right off?
Yeah, I got it all fixed up.
Oh, well, that's fine. Dad, didn't you? That's good work.
You betcha. Let me put it across.
You did, huh?
In fact, I put over a better deal on that.
Yeah.
I made her give in a little, too.
Well, how do you mean?
I got her to agree that if we'd forget half the bill, she'd forget the other half.
Yes, that's a fine... What? You mean to say you made a dicker like that with her?
Well, certainly. Mm. Fair enough, ain't it? 50-50.
Oh, land of Goshen. Why, you dad girl, you let her slick you. Let her slick you, that's what you did. Next time I let a darn fool do a job, I'll do it myself. I will.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. How do you do? Something we can do for you?
Why, yes, I want to get a couple of cigars. What kind have you?
Just these here, Mr. in the showcase. There's only two kinds. There's Robinson Crusoe and Mounted Pony.
Oh, I see. Which do you recommend?
Well, sir, I'd recommend Robinson Crusoe.
Have you smoked them yourself?
No, but I've smoked the Mounted Pony.
All right. Give me six of the Robinson Crusoe.
Oh,
thanks. You know, I made the bond.
How's that?
Made the bond.
You're crazy. We only got one barn, and he made it ourselves.
No. That's my name, Barnes.
I thought you said your name was Major.
Major isn't a name. That's what they call you when you enter the air service. That's your rank.
What say?
I say your rank.
Hey, look here, young fella. Don't go coming in here and telling us we're rank.
What I do?
Now, sir, we'll knock you for a door.
What?
We ain't going to stand for no foolishness.
Now, just a moment. I'm talking about a military rank. I'm an army officer, or rather an ex-officer, an aviator.
Oh, you mean in the American Army?
Well, in the English Army. I'm the fellow who's going to put on that air derby over in Squibsville.
That air what?
Derby. In fact, I just arrived from New York yesterday. I'm looking for a good stuntman. You don't have anyone around here, do you, who's a good stuntman?
You the fellow who does stunts?
Yes.
Well, sir, I certainly do, mister. He's going to Texas Bull.
Yeah, he's just full of stunts.
That's the fact, Mr. Barnes. Why, he's just the fella for you. And he's looking for a job, too, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, he's a wonderful fella for stunts.
Well, of course, I don't know the gentleman. But if you think he's that good, I'll take him on. Where can I find him?
He'll be in here tomorrow.
Well, I have to go to San Francisco tomorrow. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll leave an application here for him. Have him look it over. And if it appeals to him, have him sign it.
All right, sir, yes.
Here. Just tell him to sign this application, and I'll pick it up day after tomorrow.
Just at any time. Yes,
I almost forgot about paying for those cigars. Here you are.
Oh, well, God's sake, Mr. Barnes. I don't think we can change the 20. Look in the till there, Ed, and see how much change he's got. We'll just change the $5 bill of this day.
No, we can't do that.
Well, I tell you, I run over to the bank.
That's all right. Just keep the change.
What?
I said, just keep the change. I'll be asking you for a favor sometime, Brett.
Well, six alive.
Don't mention it. Good morning.
Good morning. Got me again. My cracky, there goes a real fella.
He's just crazy. That's what's the matter with him.
Crazy? Say, what you talking about?
You heard what he said, didn't you?
Yeah.
Come all the way from New York to Squidrail to put on a derby. And all the time he was telling us that, he had on a felt hat.